Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Start every show with, oh, what, buddy, how many miles to Chicago?
106 miles to Chicago. We got a full tank of gas, half a pack of cigarettes. It's dark, and we're wearing sunglasses. Hit it.
Hello, Chicago.
My name is David Hochberg, host of Home Sweet Home Chicago.
That's the best in the city of Chicago.
Where you from?
Chicago.
We're on a mission from God.
It's time for Home Sweet Home Chicago. Here's David Hochberg.
Good morning, everybody. 312-981-7200. We are open for business for the next 2 hours and 47 minutes. We're here to help you, so bring it on. We want to help you. That's what this show is all about. In studio with me, we have an unbelievable panel of experts. We're going to start with, first, we'll go ladies first, Rich.
Okay. Ladies
first, okay. and we'll go youngest to the most mature. So, Sarah Andreas from Robert Andreas and Son. Welcome back. How are you?
I'm good. Good morning, everyone.
You've had a busy week.
Absolutely. We are insanely busy.
Well, hold on. Bring my spots up. My spots are up.
Oh.
So with this heat, is that impacting your business at all? You know, we just heard the weather forecast is going to be close to 100. This past week was blazing hot a couple of days. Does that impact what your team does?
No. We have different additives we can use for the concrete to control the curing in extreme heat. So okay. We keep rolling.
All right. And for our listeners, and what are we talking about today?
Today we'll be talking about financing options for our customers. We're very proud to have those. So.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Nice.
Yeah.
All right, so you've been talking to Roy Spencer, getting some information about how Roy does his stuff. That's
yeah,
good.
We've really been working the room with all the Home That's Sweet good. Home people, finding out different
Options.
Avenues. Yeah,
good.
Yeah.
If our listeners want to reach out to you and your fine team and your Aunt Deb, how do they reach out to your team?
You can give us a call at 708-863-5735 or find us on the web at andreasconstruction.com.
Amy Kite is already helping one of our listeners out prior to the show. Good morning, sir. Won't be able to listen on the way to work. Selling my home in Forest Park. Please have Amy give me a call. As is a 96-year-old home, Amy.
Yes.
Needs a little work, new roof, 1990. Might need another roof, but 2019, 25 by 125 standard Forest Park lot. You get those all the time.
Right, yeah. We get all kinds of different people needing help with different things, and he wants to sell it, like you said, as is.
As is.
And yeah, that's absolutely a possibility. Sometimes people worry, and that becomes some the biggest stress is that they have to do the repairs or that, you know, there's things that are broken.
Right.
And you know what? It's the price. You just have to consider that when you determine the price of a property.
Correct.
So we can sell it with issues. We just have to disclose and price it appropriately.
And a home inspector is going to find out all the stuff that's not working anyway, right? When a home inspector goes through, he or she, if they're doing their job, should be able to identify what needs to be fixed.
There are always things that are broken that even those who live in the house don't even realize it.
Yeah.
So there's always going to be things.
And that includes me. When I sold my condo, I was a bachelor, Joe. You know, it was takeout. And,
Didn't you flood your condo?
Yeah, but let's not talk about that right now. We're talking about something else. So when I went to sell my condo,
you knew it was flooded though, right?
Yeah, I disclosed that.
Okay.
Yeah. So let's focus.
All right.
So the home inspector made a comment about my dishwasher. You know how many times a single guy who's never home runs a dishwasher?
I didn't know you had it.
I had no idea.
Let alone how to use it.
Is that what it is?
I was missing three plates. Hmm. Guess where they were? In the flipping dishwasher that I didn't even know that I had. Right. All right. So literally, no joke. So I'm like, okay, great. Fine. Okay. So I had to do something and give a credit for the plumber to come in to do whatever. But these things are normal.
Yes.
It happens every single day.
Yes.
And Forest Park's still a hot area.
Oh, absolutely.
It's still a hot area. If our listeners want to reach out to you to get more information, what's the best number?
847-877-9881 or amywillsellyourhome.com.
What are we talking about during your segment later on the show?
We're going to talk about equity analysis calls. So just being able to have a phone call over... just being able to have a phone call to determine how much equity is in somebody's house if they don't want a full-blown CMA market analysis. Maybe they just want us to give them a ballpark.
Yeah. And those are complimentary. That's the best part about it. All right. Rich Dykstra Sr. Is in here. Your granddaughter, Andy Mazur, his granddaughter is playing in a soccer game because his granddaughter is the rookie of the year of the Chicago Red Stars, defenseman, defender.
Defender.
And you're going to go? Are you going to the game?
No, I will not be going to the game at Soldier Field tonight.
Okay, but there is a game at Soldier Field.
At Soldier Field after the Fire game.
Even though if Andy Mazur in our sports department doesn't mention it,
they don't mention it at all.
You'll be mentioning it.
My granddaughter's hurt
repeatedly. I think you're hurt more. your granddaughter had her first professional interview right here on this station.
Yes, she did.
I remember
on the show.
Yep,
what are you talking about today, Rich?
So many things to get done before winter. We've got a warehouse full. You got dirty ducts. Furnaces need to be cleaned. It's with 100-degree temperature coming. It's like crazy that I'm even talking about that.
But you know what?
What's that?
And winter is coming.
That's right.
Exactly. Winter is coming.
God, Game of Thrones. Perfect. It's coming back.
Winter is coming.
And winter is coming.
Can't wait for that show.
Winter is coming.
Love that show.
It's coming.
It's coming.
It's coming. Both winter and the Game of Thrones prequel, I think
they call it. Yes, it is. All right, I can't wait.
Best number to reach you?
1-800-421-3220.
MegaPros, Joe, MegaPros Home Improvement.
MegaPros.com.
What are we going over today, buddy?
One of the things is, hey, check this. We just did over 150 bathrooms so far this year.
Holy cow, Joe.
So that's how many we've remodeled. And what we figured out is with that kind of experience, we're actually becoming good space planners and designers.
Excellent. Yeah, you guys have got to be getting this down and probably time frame to get it done, too. You guys are learning so many just in 6 months. That's amazing.
Isn't it?
100 and what?
150.
Well, we're at 152 right now.
Wow.
Right? So I guess what I'm saying is that once you get that kind of experience,
kind of know what you're doing.
Right. And now my guys are more confident in helping with the design and the space layout.
And you're still getting all of your supplies from Tom at Builder Supply Outlet, BSO?
So we use the Edge for the kitchens and the
bath design. All right, for listeners.
The design stuff.
Listeners want to reach out to the fine team at Mega.
You could call
MegaPros.com.
You know what, Dave? They're all in a parade in Algonquin.
Oh, that's right. Founders Day Parade,
throwing
right?
out 3,000 T-shirts.
Nice.
We've done this for over 30 years now.
Wow.
He sold the truck so the kids don't have to get tetanus shots before they get in the truck.
So now we have a trailer. It's more like a float.
Right. So now they just buckle them in to the float.
No, we don't really buckle them in.
You just let them run wild.
Kind of dangerous.
Okay. toughens them up.
They sit on the back hole on the trailer.
Yeah, it's fine. Don't, you know, listen.
We've been doing it a long time, and I'm not even going to say we haven't had any accidents.
Yeah. Don't want to say that. Until today's parade.
I don't want to jinx it, yeah.
Is Jeremy on the float?
Jeremy's on the float. Judy's on the float.
Oh, well, Judy will keep them all in line.
Judy will be the one
that gets hurt. I'm worried Jeremy may be one you got to worry about falling off.
Oh, he falls off. He gets back on.
All right, this is Home Sweet Home Chicago. I want to take a quick break here. We're going to come back with, since Rich has to leave early, we're going to shuffle it up a little bit,
okay,
Amy. So we're going to throw it to Rich first. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago. That is MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. And we're going to pay some bills. Be right back. Rich Dykstra Sr.
Yes, I am.
Winter is coming. Even though it's 190 plus 100 degrees in the shade this past weekend, Mr. Joyce and the weather department has already been predicting a heat wave this coming week, which will lead to unbelievable downpours, typically violent storms at night. So be careful about that. But
there you go.
What should our listeners be doing? And can you just answer this question? The difference in pricing pre-COVID for a furnace, compare it to January of 2020, pre-COVID, to right now in 2022, two and a half years later?
Almost doubled.
Almost doubled?
Almost doubled. Never seen prices like this, ever.
So it went from about 3,500 4Gs to seven to eight grand.
Yeah.
Really?
It's amazing.
So your material doubled. You didn't double your profit labor.
No, we didn't.
It's the unit.
Just the unit. Equipment is just, it's going nuts.
Yep.
And I expect there's going to be more before the end of the year.
So if you have a furnace that's working, what should we be doing to keep them working?
Thank you for asking that question.
Yeah, that's a great question.
Yeah, coming up, I mean, you want to maintain it. Just like with concrete, you got to maintain it.
Mm-hmm.
With the furnaces, you have to you want to clean and check every fall to keep it tuned up and keep it running as efficient as you can.
And what would be the cost of something like that?
Right now, it'll be $89 for WGN listeners.
Wow. So $89 if they called your organization.
And call now. Don't wait till it gets cold. Everybody waits till the first cold day, and it's, oh, my God, forget it.
Is there any difference between the service of servicing an air conditioner and a heating unit?
Well, what you do to it, yeah. It's outside. It's more involved.
So when your technician comes out, are they also analyzing it for challenges for the cooling?
Right, for the cooling and the heating. We'll look at it and say you got an old R22 unit. It has the Freon in it. You're going to want to think about replacing that because you can't get Freon anymore.
I was going to ask you that. You can't get it anymore.
You can get it, but it's very expensive.
And super regulated.
Exactly.
So when did they stop making Freon units?
It was 10
years ago?
At least 10 years ago.
So those units have got to be dying off within the next 10 years.
It's not worth putting any money into it. If you have an R22 unit and you need a condenser fan motor, whatever you need for it, don't put the money into it.
What's the easy way that somebody could figure that out if they haven't lived in the... Say you just bought a home in the past 2-3 years and Amy... We'll attest to this. A lot of people have bought homes in the past 2-3 years.
Right.
How can they tell if they have a Freon unit as opposed to a non-Freon unit?
There's a tag on the outside of the condensing unit that'll say refrigerant. It'll either say R134, R22, or R410A.
All right. Now, where's a refrigerant unit? I mean, where do they go? Say, you know, somebody like me that never bought a home before, where do they find the...
I would tell somebody like you to call Rich.
The box... That big box in your backyard that blows hot air out of it.
Okay.
That's what you want to go take a look at.
That's what you want to go take a look at.
Yes.
Okay.
So, and that tag will be on that unit.
And it'll say what?
Say the size of it, it'll make, model, serial number.
Okay.
And then it'll say refrigerant and how much it holds.
Will it say the type of refrigerant?
Yes.
Oh, really?
It says refrigerant and it'll say R22 stamped into it or R410A or R134.
And that's what you do not want.
You do not want R22.
R22 is what, if you have an R22 unit, that's a code for Freon.
TTR, time to replace.
Okay.
Yeah.
I did not know that. Did you know that they doubled? Do you have any idea that they doubled?
No, I didn't think it was quite doubled.
Yeah. Almost doubled, yeah.
That's incredible.
Well, we got a 30% increase last year, and already this year 20%, and we're not through the year yet.
We got 45 seconds of break. When I go on shows on GN and other places, I bring that up as an example.
Right.
When you buy a home, and Amy's shaking her head, agreement, you need to have $5,000. You used to need $5,000 to replace a furnace. Now it's $7,000 to $8,000 to replace a furnace.
And $12,000 to $15,000 on a combo
for a
furnace and AC. Yeah.
Wow.
And the efficiencies are all going up next year.
Yeah, quick.
Now, could you tell how long I have left on my furnace if somebody came out to look at it?
Just by looking at her. If you look at Sarah right now, do you have a feeling?
I feel you need to replace it. Yeah,
yeah, right.
Give me the make and model and serial number. I can tell you exactly how old it is.
Absolutely. Thank you.
All right, this is Home Sweet Home. She's asking about hers.
Yeah.
She's texting her boyfriend. Hey,
good job.
Yeah, what type of R is on our unit? All right, this is Home Sweet Home Chicago. That was Rich Dykstra. Phone number for our listeners who want to reach out.
1-800-421-3220.
This is Home Sweet Home Chicago. We're going to throw it over to the newsroom. 312-981-7200. MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. We'll be back after these messages. We're going to throw it to Amy, but first, Mark has been on hold for a while. You have a gutter question for MegaPros. Mark, how can we help you, buddy?
Hey, good morning. I have a K6, a 6-inch aluminum gutters on a 2-story house. I had a guy come out to clean them, and he said they're 25 years old. They need to be replaced. They're not leaking. They're not pulling away from the house. They're not rusted or discolored. What are your thoughts, David, on if they need to be replaced?
Are you asking David?
No, he's asking.
Seriously. Let's see what David does with this, Mark.
Sell the house.
I tell you to sell the house. Joe?
Mark, there's absolutely no reason to replace an aluminum gutter in that condition. None.
Okay.
All right, they're not leaking, they're not pulling away from the house, and the color still looks good, right?
Yep.
Yeah, no problem, Mark.
I guess I could go out there on the next rainstorm and see if it's, like, dripping, you know, anywhere, actually, right?
You can plug the hole.
So you would... You would know if it was leaking, right?
Well, not unless he's walking around the house in the rain. I mean...
No, that's not true, David. He would see a rain line or something.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Okay.
Right? Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know why he would say that. If you want... I mean, if we're in a neighborhood, we could check them for you.
He sells gutters.
He sells gutters.
Yeah, really.
Oh, that's the guy sells gutters.
Right, that's why he
wanted see, the Rich always gutters. Looks at people like that. but Mark, yeah, there really is no reason unless you're not good with something about it.
Yeah, unless you don't like your gutters and you want to replace it. But if they're working, Joe, 25 years, it's got to be a $10,000 job.
Not quite.
How old's your furnace?
You're happy with your mortgage.
Yeah.
Do you need a new driveway?
Do you need a new driveway?
We're not a commercial here.
And what are you wearing to Lala later on today?
No, this all sounds good. Yeah, Joe, I'll give you a call because maybe we do want to get one of the downspouts. Has like four different angle J-bends on it. The previous owner.
Sure. If you want to straighten something like that out, we could take care of that for you.
But replace the whole system.
He could check it out. But you believe me, Mark, you don't have to replace that whole system.
Okay.
All right, hang on, buddy.
Are there different qualities of K6 gutters?
Absolutely. The thickness you want is 032.
Okay.
What the hell's a K6?
It's gutter talk, David.
It's gutter talk.
David, you're never going to use it.
All right. Well, thanks, Mark. Thanks. Hold on for your Mr. Floor Cleaning product. 312.
It's a 6-inch gutter.
98172. I knew
that. It's an oversized gutter.
If I didn't know that. 312-981-720.
I think you have them on your house.
Do it? Okay.
Yeah, you've got K6.
He probably has K8 or K2.
Exactly. He's so cool.
I got K16.
Amy, you're going to his house next weekend, aren't you?
And they're brown.
I was at his house a week or two ago. Yeah.
No way.
Yeah. Oh, sorry.
You weren't invited?
Huh? No, you were there too, Rich.
Yeah, Sarah. Byron.
Sarah.
Yeah, we all were. It was beautiful.
Darn it.
Yeah, keep talking, big mouth. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. So I drove to Peoria on Monday. We started an affinity program, which you're part of, Amy. You're going to be helping all of our buyers from 53 North buy and sell their home. You joined up with us. We launched an affinity program at Lower where we're giving substantial discounts to corporations and organizations that sign up. If you buy or sell a home, Amy and her team will refund back up to 1% of their commission in the form of a closing cost credit or discount fees. And it's a great program for organizations, corporations. If you want to know more, call me. I was down in Peoria having lunch with a nice team, young realtors, Jacinta Axelson and Bryson Smith.
Oh, sure.
And Bryson, I'm like, yeah, we're, Amy signed up. Oh, my God, Amy Kite. I'm like, yeah, you ever heard of Amy Kite? Who hasn't heard of Amy Kite? Amy Kite's Amy Kite.
I said the same thing when I met her. I was like, oh, my God, that's Amy.
I'm like, who hasn't heard of it? He's a KW, a realtor down in Peoria.
Correct.
We happen to sign up Caterpillar is part of this affinity program. So if you want some credibility, there you go. Caterpillar signed on. And Bryson and Jacinta are going to be helping us with all of the transactions down in the Peoria and greater Peoria area, and he wanted me to say hello. So how cool is that?
That's awesome. Yeah, good people.
So we just got a text. I know you want to do... Wait, let's go over... A lot of our listeners right now are... I'm getting calls. I think my house is worth this. I said, well, it might have been worth that 6 months ago, but we're in a different market today. Now, I try to explain to them this. We've had an unbelievable run-up. 30-40% run up in the past 30 months. Mm-hmm. It was crazy. So ever since COVID, March of 2020, everybody thought we were going to die and the world was coming to an end and the earth was going to stop spinning on its axis here. To record low interest rates, realtors started learning how to do virtual tours and everything out at a breakneck speed. You guys were doing that as an organization and group well before that, but it became in vogue, and you guys pivoted, the entire industry pivoted, and it's been a dead, flat-out sprint till now.
Yes.
And it's a completely different market now.
It has changed. It has changed.
On a dime.
Yes.
And our listeners are still concerned about the other values, and this is why you're offering this service.
Right. So, well, people want to know how much their house is worth, and they may not want to know because they want to sell it. They may want to know because they want to take money out to go buy the second home.
Sure.
Or maybe they're like, what is in here? Because do I need to take a loan for a college education? And so our thing is we're happy to offer that even over the phone if somebody just wants a quick analysis. Now, we can't be dead on with that, but we can give you an idea of what your property in your neighborhood will go for today. And then we can you know, work out what your equity is based on what your mortgage balance is.
Sure.
And costs if you were to sell it, if you wanted to go that direction, just to give you an idea so that you can determine, hey, maybe it is the time to go buy the second home, or maybe you want to use the money for the boat, whatever, you know.
Well, I got a call yesterday from Jeremy. Joe's son was talking to a 65-year-old couple. They wanted to put on siding on the house. Mm-hmm. Okay. It was a pretty extensive job, tearing off the old stuff, putting on the new stuff. And they're like, how do we finance it? I'm like, how much do you own your house? They're like, nothing. What's your house worth? About $400,000. I'm like, there you go. Okay. So you either take out a home equity line of credit. It was a smaller amount. It was between $20,000 and $40,000, depending upon how it, and other jobs that they were doing in the house. I'm like, it doesn't make sense taking out a fixed rate loan and paying all these, you know, closing costs for $40,000, up to $40,000 with the project. So you either take out a line of credit, or they were of reverse mortgage age, and they had limited income coming in, $3,000 a month coming in, and they only had $200,000 worth of assets to their name to last them for the rest of their life. So I'm like, reverse mortgage, 100%. So that's what people, our listeners, need to know. They have equity built up, Amy. As
correct.
You know, they've built up a ton of equity if you bought a home.
The vast majority. I mean, understand that in Chicagoland, it took us to this pandemic to get back to 07 pricing. Yep. I will tell you, there are still some that are not even at the price
really?
They paid, even after this run-up.
Wow.
Yes, we still have some that are not. So, another thing we're seeing a lot right now is we are getting a lot of calls for people who are in foreclosure.
Uh-huh.
So we have a lot of, we have done more short sales in the last 2 weeks than we have done in the last 2 years.
I think we talked about that.
I think we did.
There's a very wise man was talking about that.
I think we talked about that 7-8 months ago. Sell your home and the number of foreclosures will start increasing because the foreclosure moratorium ended at the end of November of last year, and it takes about 6-8 months to work itself through the system, up to a year, except those that are getting foreclosed now were already in the queue to get foreclosed before the foreclosure moratorium went into place in March when the COVID hit. Yes.
Now, is the foreclosures a good opportunity for new buyers in entering the market, or not so much?
Sure. A foreclosure is good for anybody. And a short sale, too. I mean, reality is you've got short sales and you've got foreclosure. Short sale is what you'll do prior to going into foreclosure. Please do a short sale. Don't do a foreclosure. Don't stick your head in the sand. Call us. We can help you, guide you,
this,
and
Amy?
Tell you why you should be doing that to protect yourself.
How about this tip? You miss 4 mortgage payments in a row. You've got 14 cents in the bank. You know you can't make your $3,000 mortgage payment, let alone the 12 grand that you owe for the past 4 months that you missed. Why don't you get out now before it goes into foreclosure status, and then you add another $25,000 worth of legal bills that the servicer is going to add on once you go into foreclosure status. Sell your damn house.
Well, not only that, but some of these people have equity, so you can actually get out before
correct.
That. So yes. Take your money and run before it gets eaten up.
Phone
that's
number.
It's silly to ride this one through and
correct.
Not take a short sale.
You're
right.
Going to
not,
get your head smashed.
And reality is you may not have to short sale. You may have the equity
to get out.
Recognize
that's
that you've got an issue
right.
and you need to do something about it. And don't wait until now all of a sudden it is a short sale and all the equity you had was gone.
So here, when you tell me, you could say how much my house is worth, but you're going to tell me more accurately than my Zillow or whatever.
Oh, 100%. Plus,
see, that's what I'm thinking. People think that
what you
that's
can sell
an
it
accurate
for.
Number. And
yeah.
It could go both ways, right?
Correct.
Right. So that's something you could provide on a phone call?
We can provide an equity analysis just via phone.
Oh, correct. Wow. Awesome.
And correct. The cost to the listener is what?
Nothing. And another thing I want to bring up when we talk about costs, there is zero cost to a short sale if you use us and our attorneys. We don't charge you guys.
Okay.
And unfortunately, I see, and this is going to come back around,
yes,
now,
it is.
There are going to be people out there who are going to charge you, and you do not need to be charged. So please,
those ads are coming. Those
yeah.
ads are coming. They're about 3 to 4 months away. You'll start hearing the short sale with some lawyer out of California because it's a wild west out there. And if you're an attorney, you could charge whatever you want because you're an attorney. Okay. I got to wrap it up now, Brendan.
Yep.
It's like, get out. Well, if our listeners want to reach out to you and your team, what's the best number?
847-877-9881 or amywillsellyourhome.com.
All right, we're going to come back with Concrete Talk. 312-981-7200. That was Amy Kite from Keller Williams Infinity, 312-981-7200. You can get all of our contact information at WGNDavid.com. The phone line, the text line, and the photo line are open for business. Same number, 312-981-7200. That's sponsored by American Pros. We'll be back after these messages. This is Home Studio of Chicago. 312-981-7200. It's American Pros call, text, and photo line. I thought it was my headset.
Yeah.
I'm adjusting the volume. I can't hear anything. Financing, Sarah Andreas. You guys are finally into the world of pay it over time,
yes,
which a lot of our experts in studio have been offering, which should help out, especially going into these type of economic challenging times that we're in,
mm-hmm,
right? You could call it recession, not getting into that, but things are more expensive. Your product's more expensive because your raw materials are more expensive.
Mm-hmm.
And if our listeners' garages or their driveways or their sidewalks are crumbling or their stoops are crumbling,
mm-hmm,
they need to replace it, and now they can pay it out over time. Talk about that.
Yeah, definitely. So in the last, since the beginning of summer, I've been on estimates and talking with listeners and customers, and the biggest factor in whether someone was going to replace their driveway or let it sit for a few more years was becoming cost. So that motivated our team at Andreas to obtain some good financing options for our customers. So like you go and buy a washer dryer, same concept. You could pay it off over time. And
heating and air conditioning.
Yeah, exactly. So the benefit is now cost doesn't have to be the biggest factor when picking a concrete contractor, because there are a lot of people out there who are unlike us and not as professional and don't have those options. So that's something we're doing to elevate ourselves to serve our customers better.
You're not, are you financing it or did you go through a third party?
We're going through a third party.
So
yes.
You'll have to apply for a loan, credit, income, all that stuff.
Yes, yes. More details are definitely available if you call my aunt Debbie at the office, 708-863-5735. She is an expert at this and ready to help.
Was that one of the biggest drawbacks, roadblocks, was coming up with the money to do the job, that a lot of our listeners didn't have the funds?
It is. Yeah, I was on estimates and people were starting to say, okay, what if I do this half of yeah, my driveway or that half of my driveway, yeah, which is also an option. If you want to do your driveway in 1, 2, 3 year stages, we can do that. We have done that for customers. But if your goal is to have a new driveway by winter and cost is the only thing keeping you back from doing that, now we have a solution.
I'm going to make a wild assumption here, but doing an entire driveway instead of coming back out three times,
it's going to be cheaper.
It's going to be
yeah,
a lot less
absolutely,
expensive than piecemealing it.
Yes.
Well, that's good.
Yes.
Do you have any idea what the length of time our listeners have to pay that off? Is it a 48-month? Is it a 60-month?
I believe there's a flexibility. There's a couple different options
okay,
you can choose from. Yeah.
And you've been doing that for years, haven't you? You've been
yeah,
often?
Usually a third party. It's a very simple application. It's
yes,
usually
very
like
simple,
3 minute on your phone, plug it in. I
yep,
mean, you know the deal.
Oh, sure.
Right?
It's
you can get 12 months up mm-hmm, to 48 months.
Yes. 10 yeah,
years. 60 months. Maybe you get 60 months.
How many years?
10 years.
10 years.
Wow.
10 years.
Most of ours are at 72 months.
Oh, all wow. Right.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah. And at zero.
And you can always pay it off quicker.
Oh, yeah, you
absolutely,
can. Absolutely.
You can always pay it off quicker because rates will drop. And when rates drop, you're going to take the $20,000 to $40,000 to $50,000 with the credit card debt, which is what we're seeing now.
Mm-hmm.
And you're going to roll it into the equity of your home.
Sure.
You pop out an extra $6,000, $8,000, $12,000. And you pay off all your other stuff that you're paying on time. It's still cheaper.
And it makes sense to finance, if especially if you're going against another company.
Mm-hmm.
You're both at the same price, $12,000.
Yeah.
You finance.
Yeah, I have asked customers, you know, has anybody else offered this to you? And I haven't had a customer tell me that anybody else offers this. So
we're going to talk about this
you're
more.
Right. You have to be a credible company to offer.
Absolutely.
Right.
We'll talk about this in more detail after the break. We got top of the hour news, traffic, and weather. Donnie and Andy are standing by. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago on 720 WGN. Hey, Sarah, you got a question about your crawl space, heating your crawl space.
Yes, I do. Good morning. I have a family room that's on a slab that's approximately 15 by 20. The permit sale people came out and encased my crawl space downstairs, and that was fine. I'm very happy with that. But underneath my family room is all an open area, and they said they couldn't do that. But I'm wondering if it's going to make a big difference in the warmth of my family room because it's really cold in the winter.
Yeah, no, it probably won't make any difference. What I'd suggest, usually a family room where it's on a slab like that, You have to add auxiliary heat. You know, like a ductless split would be something that we would recommend because it's a heat and cool unit. And it'll keep that room perfect.
Is that a major investment?
You're gonna be probably anywhere from $4,000 to $5,000 to put it in.
Okay.
And, but it's the comfort level is incredible with the ductless split.
Is your feet being warm and cold in the summer and the winter worth $4,000 to $5,000 investment, Sarah?
Well, after last winter, probably.
All right.
I mean, you know, sometimes it's just so cold in here, and, you know, I just don't enjoy being wrapped up in a blanket all the time.
Give us a call. We'll have a comfort specialist come out, and he can give you your options.
And hang out for your Mr. Floor Cleaning products here, and thanks for calling into the show.
We'll give you a call on Monday, okay?
Oh, that's great. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Take care. And for all of you young sales professionals out there, that's called a trial close. Just thought I'd throw that out there.
Ooh.
Yes, effort, smooth. She didn't even know she was being sold, right? Isn't warm and cold feet worth $4,000 to $5,000? Absolutely. 312-981-7200, MegaPro's call, text, and photo.
You know, Dave sold makeup when he was in college.
Yes, he did.
Mary Kay. Isn't that something? Mm-hmm.
Did you get a pink Cadillac or not?
Nope. I got pink cases that I walked up and down Greek Row in, and everybody made fun of me, but I was in front of 100 sorority women every other weekend. Mm-hmm. So there. Take that. You can make fun of my pink cases, but I got in front of the latest.
I'm never making fun of you.
Mm-hmm. And I had the watermelon lip gloss, which was a big seller. 312-981-7200.
I can still taste that, like right now when I think
I never kissed you.
Yeah.
I just want to clarify that. Yeah. I mention it. You say you can still taste it. I don't want anybody getting any type of...
I'm saying I remember when that...
That was a hot thing.
Not that there's anything wrong with that, David. I'm just saying.
Move on. 312-981-7200, MicroPost, call, text, and photo line. You've been on a lot of estimates over the past couple of two tree weeks, as we say it in Berwyn and Cicero.
Two tree weeks
over by there. What are you seeing out in the marketplace?
Absolutely. I'm seeing a lot of people who are concerned. They're planning on staying in their home, or they just bought their home, and they're concerned about the winter, whether that be mobility issues, crossing a driveway that has a lot of cracks and uneven spots. There is an aging population, too, that I'm meeting with, people who want ramps going into their house for accessibility. So those are some primary concerns, as well as people with children who want a nice driveway to play on. Things like that.
We call them experienced homeowners.
Yes, yes.
And what's happening is experienced homeowners are aging in place more now than ever before. Amy sees it every single day. She's shaking her head. And what is happening is our listeners have now become their parents' caretakers, if they like it or not. And that is not only taxing on them emotionally, time-wise, but also monetarily.
Yes.
There's also a psychological impact of making sure mom and dad are not falling down and hurting themselves, or just getting up, walking out the steps to go get their mail and falling down the steps. This is a huge, huge, huge concern for all of our listeners, especially those with aging parents.
Yes, and price is usually a factor. People on a limited income, you know, Social Security and things like that. That's why these financing options are so important to us. I met with a customer in Indian Head Park last week, and she had to be in her 90s. She was a sweet woman. I had her daughter on the phone, and I had to take her off speakerphone because they were going back and forth, you know, the mother very strongly, this is my house. I want to do it how I want it.
Yep.
You know, so we came to a resolve, and we're going to be replacing her front sidewalk and saving a little bit of money by keeping her front stoop, which was in great shape. She just did not like the way it looked. But it was good enough to get by through the next couple of years before she moves into an assisted living.
And one of the ways is your financing options. But a lot of these homes, Joe, need major, major, major work in order to keep these listeners safe. And that's where, you know, different type of financing options, these short-term financing options, $10,000, $20,000, $30,000. If you need extensive work, Joe, you've been in houses, you've put in $100,000, $150,000 worth of work, you've got to look at reverse mortgages because you don't have to make the mortgage payment. It gets
deferred.
So
you know how many we've sent to you?
Yes. I've done so many. It's unbelievable. And that's why I'm bringing it up. As Sarah goes into these homes, these listeners are listening to Jan. They're not only going to need work on the outside, they're going to need work on the inside too.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. If they can't get down the stairs without a worry of a fall, listen, you break a hip, you know, when you're 60, 70, 80. Now. Look at Rich, for God's sakes. Man. I mean, he's like the bionic man over here.
Yeah, but you can't stop Rich.
I know, you can't stop Rich.
No, he's got, keep going.
He's got the combo dipped with sweet peppers on the way up, you know, just for a notch to get him over to his son's wedding celebration that I didn't get invited to. Whatever. But
it was good.
It was good.
You got lost in the mail, the invitation.
I understand. Yeah.
I liked it. I had a good, everybody else.
Oh, we all had a great
time.
We
were dancing, Sarah. Yeah. Yeah.
Great invitation. It was beautiful. Yeah. But what you're seeing is also when you go out and offer very inexpensive touch-up,
yes,
instead of doing a full-blown fix, what are you seeing there?
What we are offering to our customers, and we've been offering this for more than a decade, is that if you have an issue with concrete that we have poured within anywhere from 1 to 3 years, we will come and evaluate why the issue is happening, such as a crack, which all concrete cracks. It just depends, you know, where it is, how visible it is in your kind of design. But I'm offering a free repair service with our business to provide solutions for customers. So if you spent $10,000 on a driveway and it cracks in 2 years, which I could almost say for certain it will, because stress cracks do happen, we are going to stand by our customers. And I have met many happy customers where we've came to a resolve to repair their cracks.
Here's a.
But wait a second, though, Sarah. You said a lot of them don't want it because it's still going to be.
It is going to be more visible. Usually when you get a hairline stress crack, it is you can't see it if you walk more than 4 or 5 feet away from it. So I've just spent a lot of time educating our listeners and our customers on why that happens and what the best repair option would be for you.
What percent, I wish Roy Spencer was in here, what percent of concrete cracks?
100.
It always cracks.
100. And I try to convey that on estimates with potential customers, but I also want to reassure them that we have been in business for more than 70 years because we will not walk away from an unhappy customer. If you're unhappy, I'm unhappy, and we're going to stand on your driveway till we find a resolve.
Here's a text question. I would like to know how many bag mix is supposed to be in a driveway. That's question 1A. And question 1B, do you install pavers? So
yes.
Is pavers something that your company does?
No, we do not install pavers, but we work with a great landscaping company that I'd be more than happy to recommend for pavers.
Okay, and how many bag mix is supposed to be in a driveway, whatever that means? What does that mean?
Right, so I want to get away from the bag mix being talked about because we are in the 21st century and we talk with PSIs, pressure pounds per square inch. So we have a 4,500 PSI mix with liquid fiber mesh that's added to reduce shrinkage and cracking and an integral sealer that is mixed in. So you have a lifetime seal with no maintenance. Hmm. So I want to get away. What this listener is asking is how many bags of Portland cement are in a yard of concrete? Now, in modern times, we talk more about the PSI of the concrete, the strength.
All right, here's a good one. Somebody just texted in two videos, which I haven't seen, of their quarter-mile driveway. That seems to be a very big driveway.
That's like a private street.
Okay, we're finishing up our new garage and new landscaping right now before we redo the entire driveway. It's 35 and a half. It's 35 years old and will need to be ground up, redone, or re-pour concrete. Can you give us a quote now, or should we contact you next year? This gentleman's out in Homer Glen.
Yes, I would encourage him to call now because, as with everything, the price of materials and labor goes up every year. And we do have space in our calendar. We could fit in a project of that size before the close of the season. So I encourage this listener and everyone else to give us a call for a free estimate at 708-863-5735.
Rich, you have a quick question?
You should probably heat that driveway as well.
Now
you don't have to shovel it.
Yeah, that would be an investment.
Quarter mile driveway.
There you go.
Quite an investment.
So, Sarah, if somebody gets a quote now, how long is that pricing good for?
We are going to hold that pricing till the end of our season.
Okay. Yeah. And then next year, you've got to relook at everything again to determine what costs are.
Yeah. Yes.
312-981-7200 is America Bros. Call, text, and photo line. If our listeners want to reach out to you and your Aunt Deb in the shop, what's the best number to reach you guys?
Yes, you can give us a call at 708-863-5735. You could find us on the web, AndreasConstruction.com, or we are on Facebook at Andreas & Sons.
Here's a good one. My neighbor had old concrete steps removed with a jackhammer. Sounded horrible. I need to do the same, but my steps are near a sewer line, and Main City Waterline. Dun, dun, dun.
Yeah.
Is that okay, or is there a way to remove without the vibration?
There should be no effect on your sewer line with the vibration of the jackhammers. You do need a jackhammer to, or a bobcat, a skid steer, to remove steps.
Well, you know what else helps?
Way around it.
I'll tell you what else would help.
What?
It's raining men. If it's raining men, it'll break up that concrete instantaneously, Joe. I bet you didn't know
that.
It's
weird that you would play it, but I get
it. I'm here to help. If our listeners want to reach out to you guys again, the number before we hit the break?
708-863-5735.
312-981-7200 to MegaPros. Call, text, and photo line. Go to WGNDavid.com for all of our contact information. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago at 720 WGN. 708 texter sent in. I'm listening to your program on my way to Marengo, Illinois, which is a pretty cool town.
It is.
Do you know it?
I've been there.
Come on.
Yeah. They have delicious ice cream.
All right.
From when I was eating ice cream.
I like Marengo.
Make that 153 bathrooms Mega is doing. They are coming out in October to do our bathroom. Jeremy will be overseeing everything. Love your show. Pretty cool, Joe.
Isn't that great?
Yeah. So
I just checked that number and said, hey, we'll be reading it.
Yeah.
It's kind of fun.
Try to get to 200. 847, Joe. I am a disabled vet. Mega did work to accommodate my disability. One of the projects was to install a sidewalk ramp 30 feet. Now I have one crack where the ramp meets the front door stoop. He sent the picture. I know concrete cracks, but I have been inspected, Okay, it says, I have been inspected, and the fact is the under compaction may not be as stable as it should have been. When I contacted Mega, I was told the cost to cure would be $2,000. I think this is a case of improper preparation, and I need to talk, and you know who it is. So this gentleman, we have a disabled vet with a cracked sidewalk.
So we did this gentleman's whole house,
mm-hmm.
and we're doing everything we can to help him, and also to explain that this is aesthetic.
Yes,
So... would you mind taking a look at it and just confirming it?
No problem,
There's the picture that the texter sent in.
Yeah, it's unfortunately a stress crack. I mean, that typically does happen when the concrete is curing within the first year or two, expanding and contracting and releasing pressure, and that's where it released the pressure, and that's where it cracked. I would be more than happy to... Where is this listener located?
Quite honestly, I forgot, but I could find out.
I'd be more than happy to go visit with them.
I mean, he's a great guy,
and
we're doing
him,
everything we can. But we even said, hey, we can fill it and paint it for you.
Mm-hmm.
If we just caulk it, you're going to see it.
Yeah, usually we grind them and caulk. We grind it to open it up a little bit and then lay the caulk in there.
Oh, we can do that as well. Sarah, we'll be glad to do that, but it's...
Does it have anything to do with the under compaction, as this texture is insinuating?
Yeah, most likely no. A lot of the information that you could find on the internet and things like that will point to that as a variable, but usually this is just typically how concrete reacts. And if it's a ramp, I'm sure you have rebar and reinforcement in your ramp.
It is. But like you said, if it was anything else, if it was shifting,
mm-hmm.
obviously we have to take it out.
Right.
But it's not shifting.
Right.
These are those surface cracks.
And that crack probably only goes down like 1/16 of an inch. It doesn't penetrate through the entire slab, so it is cosmetic.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, you'll both get a hold of this gentleman.
Pizzina, I think is the name, Mr. Pizzina. We definitely are interested in taking care of you.
Sure.
Okay. So thank you for texting in, and thank you for listening, and thank you for your service, most importantly. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. Here's a question for Mr. Dykstra. Interested in your thoughts about using a heat pump for air conditioning / heat with a gas furnace as a backup during extra cold days. What are your thoughts on that?
Excellent idea. Excellent idea. The new heat pumps now go down to 5 degrees. Outside, they're still effective, 90% effective. So, yeah, it's a good idea.
Is that something that you would install and that you have in stock?
Absolutely, okay. We would do that for them. You bet.
And coming back after the break here, we've got about 30 seconds before the break, I want to talk with Amy about this foreclosure challenge we have. Rich, you've got a half hour left, so
right.
You want to mention something about a warehouse sale that you guys are having to clear out your warehouse with excellent opportunities for our listeners to save money.
On air conditioning, especially.
On air conditioning and products that they need eventually, and now it's time to get it as costs continue to go up. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago on the blowtorch here, AM 720 WGN. The MegaPros call, text, and phone line. Call, text, and photo line. I guess the call and the phone are the same thing. Call, text, and photo line are open. Keep the text coming. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago on 720 WGN.
When news breaks in Chicago or the world, you'll hear it here, and we'll talk about it here. This is Chicago's very own 720 WGN, or download the WGN radio app and stream us live.
WGN Radio News is on the air. Good morning at 11:30. I'm Don Kleppen. The news is sponsored by Main Street Smiles. A winning Mega Millions lottery ticket was sold in Illinois. In sports, the White Sox look to bounce back against the Oakland A's after losing at home to the American League's worst team, 7-3 last night. Game 2 of the series at 6:15. Cubs get a win over the Giants in San Francisco, 4-2. That series now split at one win apiece. Game 3 at 8:05 tonight from Oracle Park. And Major League Soccer, a matinee matchup at Soldier Field this afternoon. The Fire will host the Atlanta United. Kickoff at 4 o'clock. WGN traffic. The interstate's starting to pack up. The Edens is 20 minutes both ways between Lake Cook and the Kennedy. Kennedy inbound at North Avenue. There's a crash on the exit ramp to North. 37 from O'Hare downtown. 22 from Montrose. Express lanes inbound could save you 5 minutes. Outbound slow from Ohio to Belmont due to a crash there. It's 40 back out to O'Hare. 50 on the Eisenhower between 390 and downtown. Stevenson's half hour both ways between 355 and DuSable Drive. Dan Ryan 21 in from 95th downtown. Bishop Ford inbound at Steel Bridge. There's a crash on the right lane. There's also a second crash on the Ford at 130th on the right shoulder. Someone won the largest Mega Millions jackpot this year and the third largest ever, and they bought their ticket from an Illinois gas station. Lottery officials confirm at least one ticket matching all five of the numbers, plus the Mega Ball was sold in Illinois at the Speedway at 885 East Toohey Avenue. The winning numbers are 13, 36, 45, 57, and 67, with a Mega Ball of 14. No one has yet claimed the winnings. Friday's jackpot was the lottery's second largest in its 20-year history, with a cash value option of near $747 million, that is. The next drawing's Tuesday night at 10 o'clock. A 13-year-old boy was shot Friday after he and at least three others tried to break into a parked car in Hyde Park on the south side, according to police. They say around 8 o'clock last night, the boy was among four to five men who were trying to breach a parked car on East 52nd when the vehicle's owner, a 34-year-old woman, confronted the group. One of the men showed a handgun, but the woman, who does have a valid concealed carry license, fired her gun and hit the 13-year-old in the neck. Police say the boy was taken to Comer Children's Hospital. He's listed in fair condition. The other men fled the scene. No weapon was recovered, according to police. A car crash ended in a shootout with police officers on the city's northwest side. This happened around 3 a.m. Friday near Higgins and Nagel. A CPD squad was near Higgins Plaza when they saw a speeding car hit a light pole. Police say when officers pulled up to check on the two men inside, one of those men opened fire. One officer returned fire. The two suspects got out and ran away. Nobody was hit by any shots, according to CPD. And if you're looking for a good excuse to indulge in a sweet treat today, it's National Cheesecake Day. The dessert dates all the way back to ancient Greece, where a form of the dessert was served to athletes. Today, a Chicago favorite is celebrating the day at Eli's Cheesecake Bakery on Preserve Drive. They're offering 42-cent slices, also in honor of their 42nd birthday. The forecast from the WGN Chicago Weather Center, mostly sunny today, a bit warmer. The high is 84 officially, but cooler by the lake, hanging in the mid-70s. And tonight, mostly clear, overnight pleasant conditions, lows in the mid-60s. For Sunday, mostly sunny tomorrow as well, and seasonably warm. Highs tomorrow in the mid-80s, and staying in the low 80s along the lakeshore. The extended outlook calls for a muggy return to heat on Monday. Some chances for afternoon and evening thunderstorms to start the work week, and then back to a cool down starting Tuesday. Currently, though, mostly sunny skies in the area and 79 at O'Hare, 80 at Midway, and 75 downtown along Chicago's lakefront at Northerly Island. Celebrating our 100th year serving Chicago, I'm Don Kleppen on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
If you're looking for the best possible Ford buying experience in Chicagoland, trust Joe Cotton Ford on North Avenue and Carroll Stream. At Joe Cotton Ford, we treat every customer like family. We currently have a great selection of new and used cars and trucks available in the showroom and on the lot. But please call ahead or stop by for the latest inventory. And you can always stop in and order a new car or truck with our expert guidance. Mustangs, F-150s, transit vans, and more in the color, style, and with all the bells and whistles you want. And Joe Cotton Ford's service and parts department is second to none. We can service all Ford cars and SUVs, F-150 trucks, Super Duty trucks to 550s, and medium duty commercial trucks up to F-750. Transit connects up to 350 as well. So for your next Ford car, SUV, truck, or commercial vehicle, see Joe Cotton Ford on North Avenue at Gary in Carroll Stream, or visit joecottonford.com.
Hi, it's Michael Houston from Lindholm Roofing, a family-owned and operated business since 1949. Now, we hear that phrase often in ads like these, family-owned and operated. But why is that important to you as a customer? Well, I could tell you that the Lindholms have created a deep family legacy, and they have lots of pride in what they do. And that pride spreads throughout the entire company. The Lindholms put their family name on each and every roofing, siding, window, tuck pointing, and gutter installation job we do, big or small. And the Lindholms will not stop until you, the customer, is satisfied. Lindholm Roofing has appointments available to provide you a complete roofing, siding, gutter, window, and tuck pointing inspection. And now that summer's here, act fast and fix those small issues to avoid big issues later in the year. We service all residential and commercial properties. Call us now, 1-888-4-ROOFER, 1-888-476-6337, or visit lindholmroofing.com. Ask us about our no-interest financing. Lindholm Roofing, our family has your family covered.
With everyone in a rush to renovate these days and supply chains moving at, well, a snail's pace, what's a person to do? Hey, I know. Why don't you head over to Builder's Supply Outlet? If you're like me, impatient, why wait when you can build a better bathroom today? Start your mornings in your own private sanctuary. Get ready at a sleek new vanity with a lighted makeup mirror. You don't have to pay a fortune to have high-end touches. As the largest vanity retailer in Chicagoland, Builder Supply Outlet has over 300 vanities in stock with the greatest assortment of colors, sizes, and wood finishes. They also have gorgeous quartz and granite tops made in the USA that arrive every other week, so there's always a fresh selection. Find the materials you need and the installation services at Builder Supply Outlet. Oh, where is it, you ask? I'll tell you. Just 5 miles east of the Oak Brook Shopping Mall on Cermak Road at 25th Avenue in Broadview. Or check them out at BuildersSupplyOutlet.com. Build your better bathroom today.
If you're purchasing a new home, refinancing your existing home, securing a VA loan, or reverse mortgage, you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender. Mark contacted Rocket Loving Lending to refinance his condo. Bad move. Rocket Loving Lending told Mark they couldn't refinance his condo because it wasn't FHA approved. So he called Team Hochberg, which he should have done in the first place. Team Hochberg loan officer Steve Hendrickson got Mark's condo FHA approved, then helped him secure an FHA loan to pay off his credit card debt and save him over $500 a month. Let's review. Mark contacted Rocket Loving Lending, and they blew him off. Team Hochberg secured an FHA condo approval, paid off Mark's debt with an FHA loan, and saved him over $6,000 a year. Team Hochberg's helped thousands of WGN listeners pay off debt with an FHA loan, but they can't help if you don't call 855-56-DAVID or visit 56David.com. Tune into Home Sweet Home Chicago, hosted by me, Saturdays after House Smarts at 10. Homeside Financial, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 112-4061.
Chicago Shakespeare's new season will shake your soul. See the world premiere musical, The Notebook, a new adaptation of Wuthering Heights, Shakespeare's Measure for Measure, and The Comedy of Errors, Barbara Gaines' final show as artistic director. Subscribe today at chicagoshakes.com.
Chicago's NASCAR race is still months away, but we help get you ready for it tomorrow. It's the NASCAR Verizon 200 on the road course at the Indianapolis Motor Speedway. Live coverage starts at 12:30. The NASCAR Verizon 200 at the Brickyard tomorrow on 720.
Now back to Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. Go to WGNDavid.com for all of our contact information. Rich wants to talk about a sale that he's got coming up. But real quick, does Andreas do concrete pool small crack repair?
No, but we do have a great pool guy that I would recommend, Aqua Pools.
All right.
Put in my pool.
Really?
Yeah, Jimmy Heiler.
Yeah, small world.
Phone number? Do you have the phone number?
No, I don't, but they're Googleable.
All right, Aqua Pool.
Aqua Pools.
301-4900. 708-301-4900.
That's hilarious.
Off the top of your head?
Wow. Yeah.
I made it up, of course.
All right, sure. Probably goes to some, I'll leave that alone. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200, MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. You're having a sale, Mr. Dexter.
Yes, we are. We've got a load. This is like Groundhog Day. Keep, you know, every time I talk about this stuff. But we've got a load of furnaces scheduled to come in. We still have air conditioners that we'd like to move out. It's going to be hot next week. Don't sit on it and wait till next year. It's just going to cost you a lot more money. Give us a call. We'll have a comfort specialist come out, size it properly for your home, and give you a great deal. That can be financed.
And the Carrier manufacturing plant in Indianapolis, good news out of Indianapolis. Right. Why don't you bring our listeners?
That they used to, through COVID, they had to bust up their assembly line where they would have six workers. They had to cut it down to three.
Mm-hmm.
Now, from what I understand, that's all been taken care of. The dividers are down, so they're back up to full production again.
Full blast down at Carrier manufacturing plant in Indianapolis, which is the hub of Carrier in the United States.
Yes, it is. Made in the USA.
All right. Well, all you Hoosiers down there, start cranking out these units.
There you go.
Do they make heaters as well?
Furnaces?
Yeah, furnaces.
Furnace, yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, that's where they make the furnaces, yeah. They do them there.
Joe's looking at me like, huh?
A heater?
No, you ask a lot of questions. Some are good.
And we look at you. We humor you. We
play
let
along.
You
so the air conditioning units and the furnaces are both made of the same plant. Oh, that's great.
And there's some in Memphis, too, that are made.
Can we anticipate any type of price relief in the near future?
I can only hope.
Yeah.
I can only hope.
Unless Carrier likes to sell furnaces for twice as much as they did.
No, but here, think how expensive that was to cut their staff in half, right?
Oh, yeah.
So they doubled their costs overnight, too.
I totally get it. Okay. I totally get it. It would be nice to get the supply chain back to some sort of normalcy.
It's got to normalize, right? Absolutely.
And you told me something about the cost of scrap copper
is back over $4 for copper, clean copper.
Okay.
And it's just, I've never seen the prices this high.
Also known as number one copper, I used to be in the scrap industry.
Right, okay, yeah. With the anchors, okay.
With the anchors, exactly. But you're telling, also made a great point of reference for everybody who want to know what the economy's like, that 70 to 80% of your clients are now paying for your furnaces, not in cash anymore, but
financing. We can finance up to 72 months, 0%.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's something that you definitely want to take advantage of. Don't spend your money. You might need it.
Yeah, but that also puts pressure on your homeowners that are calling. You might not have the cash as well
to
make that $6,000-$7,000 payment for the new unit and are paying it out over time, whereas a couple of years ago they had the money.
They had the money, right. And it's we will find a way to get a furnace in your house.
Yes.
We will find a way.
These are signs that I look at when talking to the experts that are on the ground, knocking on doors, talking to our listeners about what's going on in the economy. If our listeners are spending, are buying more on time, I see it on the credit reports that we get an added $10,000, $15,000 worth of credit card debt from a year ago today. Sarah's seeing it in added costs in products.
In concrete
and all of these things. And I'm seeing it in the cost of scrap copper is going up, which means the demand for the copper in use is also sky high, which means that the interest rates that they're jacking up are not having the effect that they want to have it, because the one indicator is the price of number one scrap copper comes down is a good indicator that things are slowing down. Okay.
Right.
Well, everything fits together, listeners. Trying to bring it.
It all makes sense.
We all pull on the same rope.
And the customers can go to our website and apply for financing.
And that website?
DykstraHomeServices.com.
All right. And you have a wedding, Mazel Tov. Your son is having a party.
Yes, he is, to celebrate his wedding.
Most of us were invited and some of us weren't.
Yes. I'm sorry, David.
What are you wearing, David?
I'm wearing I was going to wear something special.
Oh, you don't? You're not going?
I wasn't invited.
Hmm. What are you wearing, Joe? You're coming, right?
You seen that one suit the last time I was?
Oh, that's right.
Family
that's
function.
Right. Yeah, yeah. Okay. Yeah.
And I've got that pretty green dress that I wore last time we were together.
Oh, Amy, I love that. You wore that last
weekend. It's gorgeous.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Great. Right, perfect.
Great. I got a nice suit.
Good.
That's still in the plastic. 312-981-720. Still got it from the dry cleaner from.
But once you get out, you're going to look really brand new.
Once you come out, you'll look really good.
From the last event I wasn't invited to, that I got it cleaned, Amy, thinking I'd be invited, still has the plastic around. It's fine. 312-981-7200. For listeners who want to reach you guys at Dykstra Home Services, best number, best way, best website.
1-800-421-3220 or DykstraHomeServices.com.
This is Home Sweet Home Chicago on 720 WGN. This is the MegaPros call, text, and photo line number, 312-981-7200. The website you could go to download podcasts of previous shows and to get all of our contact information is very simple. WGNDavid.com. We're going to pay some bills. Come back with foreclosure talk with Amy Kite because you scratched that surface, Amy, and it's something that we've been talking about on this show repeatedly for the past 8 to 10 months, and I want to talk about it more, not in the way of we told you so, but to help our listeners understand why it's important to get your head out of the sand and to save the money and get rid of these homes. Joe was the one that brought it up. I remember the show. He's like, why don't they sell it now? I'm like, exactly. So let's talk about it in more detail to help our listeners, because that's what the show is all about, helping listeners understand the real estate market. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. Let's talk about foreclosures.
Do you think it's good to have Rich out of here? Like, we have more time now
for
us to sit and chat.
Yeah.
Okay. But he probably doesn't have his radio on yet.
I know, so we could talk crap about him for at least 20 minutes.
Exactly.
Yeah, because it's going to take him at least, I think, a normal person 10 minutes to walk to the car. But with his hips and his stint.
No.
It'll take a little longer.
I almost ran into him in the hallway coming out of the bathroom.
No, you don't want to do
that. We almost had a head-on-head collision.
You wouldn't slow down.
Yeah, you'd be on the ground.
Little bolt truck.
312-981-7200, MegaPros, call, text, and photo line. Let's talk about this foreclosure situation, Amy.
Okay.
We talked about it. They kept kicking the can down the street with COVID. They kept pushing it back, the foreclosure moratorium. And I was a proponent of that's not fair to the landlords who haven't been getting, a lot of these landlords weren't getting paid during COVID because a lot of these tenants were not filing the right paperwork with the state or the federal government, whatever entity they had to file with in order to give their landlord relief. And it wasn't fair to the landlord. And a lot of these tenants could have been making rental payments, but pulled the rental card on their landlords and then didn't help them get the federal money that was out there. It was a double whammy to these landlords, which was not right. And then I'm like, you've got to give the landlords the mechanism to kick these tenants out who aren't performing because it's not fair to them. Now you've got the same thing going on with the servicers on the mortgage side. People that can't, listeners that can't make the mortgage payment, got a two-year reprieve. Okay, basically got a two-year reprieve.
Yeah, they did.
In the state of Illinois, it takes at least a year to kick anybody out. So everybody to work its way through the court system. Welcome to Illinois. Other states are a lot quicker, as you know.
Yes.
So those listeners that were in foreclosure prior to March of 2020 were now first in queue on December 1st, 2021, when the foreclosure moratorium was lifted. They were put in a queue and the foreclosure proceeding started, and those listeners are now getting foreclosed.
Right.
The other listeners that came out of the foreclosure moratorium and the forbearance ended, and they couldn't make the mortgage payment, were given 3 to 6 month opportunities to extend it. And it comes a time where the service is just going to go, we need to move on.
Right.
There's only so much we could do. We need to have an asset that is performing. Okay, I'm not trying to be cold-hearted. It's just the way it is.
Yep.
Can you tell our listeners, please, from a realtor standpoint who sold tens of thousands of homes, why now is a good time to have the homeowner? It might not be the homeowner. It might be the homeowner's relatives, friend, family, coworkers, and neighbors that know that this homeowner is about ready to get foreclosed, that's paralyzed.
mentally paralyzed, don't know what to do. Please walk us through what they should do.
Yeah, you know, and sometimes going to that right there, because it is very emotional for people. Sometimes it's somebody saying it's okay, and this is the way you're going to be able to save yourself. So it is, people do get paralyzed. It becomes very hard because people don't intend to get in this situation. They don't intend to be late. Nobody goes into a mortgage intending not to be able to pay it. But you know what? Bad things happen to good people, and that's just unfortunately what's gone on and happened. And so now it's time to help people get back on their life, get back with their, with what they need to do. Because I will tell you, these people who have not been able to pay, now they're starting to see the foreclosure paperwork. They're not sleeping at night. They're getting sick. Yes. They are so stressed. And so the first thing they should do is call a professional, preferably a realtor who has years of experience with short sales. You call somebody new in this business, they're not going to know what to do, and they're not going to be able to guide you.
What is a short sale, real quick? We haven't heard, you know, we've been talking about it. It hasn't been in vogue for a long time. What is a short sale for our listeners? Like, what is Amy talking about?
Yep. So a short sale is when you sell something short of what is owed. And owed is the mortgage plus the costs that have been tacked on. And if they have started foreclosure, like you mentioned earlier, there are now tens of thousands of dollars of fees that can be tacked on to that mortgage. And so it is the mortgage plus the costs, and the costs also include realtor fees, closing costs, taxes, those kinds of things.
You owe $250,000 and your home is worth $200,000.
You're
right?
In a short sale.
Okay, that's a perfect example. Take it from there.
Right, and you owe, and here, but here's reality. You may owe $200,000. The house could sell for $200,000, but the fact is you have to pay closing costs, and now you are underwater. So you may be underwater, even though technically the cost of the house would pay off the mortgage.
And most likely you haven't paid taxes in a couple of years.
And that's very true. Mm-hmm. And the mortgage company, if you have a mortgage company, a lot of times they will have stepped up and paid those for you. So those are now tacked into what you'd have to pay. So what we find is people are paralyzed. They don't know what to do. Call us, because we will come out, we will talk you through, we will be able to figure out exactly what your property is worth and what you owe on it. We'll ask you to probably get a payoff from the mortgage company, and then we can go through that process with you. You may not be underwater yet, but if you are not paying your mortgage, there is a good chance that the equity in your home, the money that you could get out if you were to sell it today, will actually be eaten up, and then you get nothing. And that's what hurts, you know, us when we go out there is, had you called us 6 months ago, we actually could have gotten you some money. You know, I mean, it is what it is, but don't wait on this. Truly act now.
Time is not your friend in this market.
No.
It is a completely different market, Amy, than it was 365 days ago. It is a completely different market. 365 days ago, Amy, we had rates in the high two, low threes, and you were selling homes within a week because you had 18 to 20 offers on the table. It's a different market today, right, Amy?
Yep. And I mean, in some cases, we still will get 2 to 5, but we are not getting near the offers that we were. And I will tell you, we have houses that come on the market today that have not had showings in over a week.
Yeah.
And that, guys, that is a huge indication of where this market is going, because never before would we have had that. There was a point where we had people lined up 20, 30 deep to walk into your house. This market has changed. So, you know, as interest rates go up, fewer and fewer buyers will probably step into this market. And, you know, it's supply and demand.
And right now, with interest rates being high, or higher than they were, twice as high as they were at this time last year, the number of qualified borrowers that are able to buy homes has shrunk. And all of these stops and all of the safety nets for all the homeowners that can't afford their home are gone. It's a completely different market. Get in front of it, because that light at the end of the tunnel is not the end of the tunnel. It's a 545 Metro Express. It's going to flatten you. 312-981-7200 is the MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. We're going to take a quick break. No, we got traffic and news and weather and all the good stuff at the top of the hour. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago on 720 WGN. 773, good morning. I'd like to know the average closing costs for a refi and a $200,000 loan. No cash out. FICO score 748. Which is pretty damn good. Thank you. Love your show, Ron. Ron, the closing cost should be around $1,900 to $2,000, $2,100 if you're in a condo, if we need extra stuff.
Dave, I thought it was more.
No.
I thought it was 4,500.
Well, then you went to the wrong person.
I've been spent. I answer people for you, but yeah. I've been telling them 4,500.
I don't tell how much a basement is or a
I know,
is.
I know. It should say.
And if you need an appraisal, it's another $500. What the hell's wrong with you?
Stay put him in his corner, Dave.
Oh, my God.
No, I understand. I'm saying.
Yeah, I'll go to Joe. Hey, Dave, I got this one.
No, I'm just looking for my extra $2,000. Like you could send me them.
Yeah. I don't look good in orange jumpsuits with DOC on the back. 312-981-7200. We have a special guest, Judy Hogle. Wife of Joe Hogle. Amy had some questions for Judy during the break, and so did Sarah. So I figured, why guess? Mm-hmm. And when we could just bring on the That's lady right. of the house.
She's busy. She's in a parade. Why are you bothering her?
Judy has got a few minutes to set the record straight,
Judy,
I think, on this show.
Judy, I just turned his mic off. He won't be talking. You won't hear him. His microphone is completely off, Judy. So it's just me, you, Amy, and Sarah. So go ahead, ladies. You had a question.
Yeah, Judy, Joe just sat here and told us that you love him so much that this remodel for the next 5 years, you're good with it, you're happy, you love him, you think he is the best thing since sliced bread. I told him there is no way. Judy's got to be ticked off about this.
You know what? I'm not. First of all, he added a year, and that I won't accept. We're up to 4 years. And I'm okay with it because budget-wise it works, and it also works for me for making decisions. And it's not disrupting me. Like, we're doing it in stages.
How clean am I keeping it?
It is very clean. You know what, though? I woke up this morning and I realized next weekend is our big grandparents' weekend.
Mm-hmm.
And then after that, inside walls are going to be cut, and they're going to stay, like, I'm going to have a little bit of a mess.
Mm.
And that's okay, because they'll keep it clean every day. The guys are great.
And sweetheart, I said how much you love me and how great our relationship is.
Did we talk about that? Yeah, well, that's 47 years together.
Unbelievable.
But it's still good, though, right?
It's absolutely wonderful.
Because
47 years later.
Judy, he starts talking about the fact that it's remodeling, and I just went, what the heck? And I said, Joe, how long have you been doing this? Because to me, it already seems like it's been forever. And he says, it's going to go on for the next 5 years. And I said, Judy,
five. Don't get me in trouble.
Has to hate you.
I said four.
You know what? It's really in stages. So it's like all the windows had to be replaced in the house. So
I will tell you, Judy is my partner and customer.
I guess.
And it makes it so pleasant to work together. Yeah.
Because you're treating it like a business transaction.
Absolutely.
You're keeping the house clean.
Yep.
Yeah.
Keeping it clean for the customer. Yeah. The expectations are set.
And just let's
it works.
Get this straight. We're paying for it just like a customer, too.
Oh, yeah. I don't get anything from Mega. Just I'll put that out there publicly. Not a dime, not a piece of support. I have to beg for a guy with a trailer. It's pathetic, Dave, the way I set this up.
We truly are a customer of our own company.
Yeah.
So,
and it's been really a good thing.
So if somebody has this project, and like you said, you know what? I don't want to go into debt to do it all right now.
Mm-hmm.
I want to do this. You guys are good with that.
We do it with our customers.
I would highly recommend it when it's such a big... Because by the time we're done, it'll be a whole new house.
Right.
And it's been done in stages. You know, concrete work outside, pillars put in, roofs built. You know, before winter, the whole entire house will be sealed up, and then the siding takes 20 weeks. So over winter, though, siding will be ordered, and come spring, we'll be able to put the siding on. It's really worked out well.
Aim?
You should see Joe right now.
He's so happy.
He's the proudest boy in the room.
He is.
All right?
Is he really?
Yeah, because I told Amy, and she goes, you are so full of crap, Joe. I'm calling Judy.
No, honest. It's you know, Amy.
But it's a pleasure working with Mega. Pros Joe.
There have been moments that I was frustrated.
Yeah.
Right? But it was moments.
Yeah.
You know.
With the job or with Joe? Or both?
Maybe both.
Probably okay. More Joe.
Maybe both. And the parade is over. It was wonderful.
Was it?
2,000 t-shirts, 20 bags of candy, a whole bunch of water. But we just got back to the office, and it was great.
A lot of people yell Mega Pros.
Did any of the kids fall off of the wagon?
Nobody fell off of the trailer. They did great. Okay.
Jeremy didn't.
Jeremy didn't fall off the truck or anything?
No, he didn't fall off the truck.
Not this year.
He did it out. Yeah, Aaron did a great job.
Are they going to our house, to the pool?
I invited everybody to our house for pizza and pool.
Everybody in Algonquin.
Algonquin.
Yeah, that's
everybody in Algonquin, you want a piece of pizza, you want to go swimming? MegaPro's Joe's house. Yeah, no problem. All right, Judy, hang out for your Mr. Floor Cleaning product, and thank you for
calling. Yeah, I love you, Jude. And thank you so much for sticking up for me.
Bye-bye, Amy.
Thanks, Judy.
312-981-7200. There you go, Amy.
I guess.
I don't BS nothing.
That's a solid relationship right there.
It sure is. Let me tell you.
Judy is a woman of tolerance and grace.
If she's with Joe, you dang straight bet she is.
I've never met her in person, but that is just the vibe.
She's awesome.
This is what keeps this upright every day and keeps him raw. Without Judy,
she has patience.
He's in the corner just babbling. 312-981-7200.
I don't know why that would be, but it's funny.
It's very, because it's true. 312-981-7200. MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago on 720 WGM.
It all fails.
I had a guy have a roller. He roller measured. He came in with a rolling device.
Didn't you ever see the laser thing, though?
He doesn't like the laser. I had my home appraised for him taking out a HELOC with BMO, and I have an upstairs.
Another one? Didn't you take out like 5 HELOCs already?
No, not yet.
On a brand new house.
It's good to have a HELOC when you don't need a HELOC.
You practice what you preach.
Exactly.
Yeah. That's right.
You take out the HELOC when you don't need the HELOC.
How many HELOCs do you have? Like 4 or 5?
I have none on my home right now.
Oh, okay.
I have a business HELOC, which is a whole other story.
You can technically only have one, right, David? I mean, do we need to clarify that? Because Joe's
Joe's trying to get in the mortgage business again. And
Might as well with my 1,500 credit score.
And your $4,500 in closing costs. You're right up there.
I can
competing.
Make a fortune.
You're competing with Rocky Loving Lending. And their closing cost. He had a rolling measurement thing going.
Yeah. It's called a wheel.
A wheel.
A wheel, yeah, I use them.
I never saw that.
That's from the 1930s. How about the lasers? Do you use lasers?
No.
He said the lasers are inaccurate sometimes.
Yes, exactly. I don't trust them.
They're not.
And he said,
get better lasers.
312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. Go to WGNDavid.com. I have a 50-year-old garage floor that has some small cracks, but it is also crumbling a bit. I don't think I can afford a new garage floor. What other solutions are there? So why would it be crumbling? The road salt?
Usually just like the face of the concrete shales off and exposes some of the aggregate underneath. That's what I'm assuming he's referring to.
How about a picture 224? That would go a long way.
Yes, but another thing is if you're not having issues with your garage door closing correctly or you're not getting, I've seen customers with water coming through their garage floor or rodents, you could probably get another 4 to 5 years out of that garage floor as long as you don't mind the aesthetic not being what you want it to be.
All right. 312-981-7200. Keep them coming. Hey, I was just wondering if there's any benefit to having the exposed stone finish versus smooth finish in terms of durability with cracking and peeling. Do you or Joe want to take that one?
Well, I'll go for that. So exposed aggregate concrete is a great alternative, in my opinion, to have less maintenance instead of stamped colored concrete. Exposed aggregate is very durable. It has a beautiful lasting finish. Regular concrete, you have a broom finish for traction control. The only difference really being is that exposed aggregate does have some maintenance that should be done. It should be resealed anywhere from 3 to 5 years. Regular concrete, with our product we use an integral sealer, you do not need to reseal regular concrete.
I have a lot of it. We talked about it.
Yeah.
Amy, do you think it looks old-fashioned?
I do. A little bit.
See, realtors.
I've heard
think
that.
It's dated.
Yeah.
Do you like the stamped?
I do like the stamped.
So the stamped is actually more maintenance.
Yes, you have to be committed. You're going to pay, first of all, 30 to 40% more for a stamped colored concrete patio than you would a regular concrete patio. So if you like the look, then you have to commit to yearly maintenance, which is a service that we provide.
I'm worried about Amy coming to my house, walking in the backyard and going, ew, I feel like I'm in the 70s.
Oh, see, I like it. I hope it's going to make a comeback.
I like it a lot. I really do. And I hope I could change Amy's mind.
And it has a good feet feel. If you're a barefoot person, I'm a barefoot person.
Absolutely.
I love it. It's like therapeutic.
Yep. And once you get that sealer on there nice and thick,
Yeah.
Perfect.
312-981-7200 for all of your real estate questions. You mentioned earlier that a lot of your volume of calls that your team has been receiving this past couple of weeks for foreclosure and distressed sales situation has exponentially increased, which is something that we've predicted for the past 8 months on the show that it was going to happen. And within the next three months to 4 months, next quarter, you're going to start hearing commercials come on the air from attorneys to help you with your short sale and your foreclosure defense. And they'll be based out of California. And you don't know who you're working with. I did not know that you helped listeners sell homes that were loaded with chazarai, right? Where accumulated stuff, which again, it becomes a mental situation where you don't realize that you've got a house full of belongings and you can't move it. It is a psychological, and I'm not making light of it. I'm not making fun of it. It's a psychological challenge that a lot of our listeners have that. Our listeners that are listening, it's happening to a friend, family, coworker, a neighbor of yours, and they're living their life as if it's normal. And it's not normal. It's not healthy. It's not safe. But you could take those homes and help them not only clean out those homes, prepare them for sale, and then sell those homes.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, sometimes it's a family member who's dealing with it, right? And they just don't even know where to turn.
Right.
Maybe mom or dad's moving in with them or into somewhere else, and they've got a property. But that ties into our estate sale business, and that's really how that came about, being able to help people do the clean outs is after the estate sale. If that's a service that people want, that's something that can be provided.
And a lot of these items that these homeowners have are worth a ton of money. It's unbelievable the amount of money that you could generate, and some of it's garbage. Okay, I'm not saying that Sure. Everything is good. You know, some people are like, oh, I'm going to go to Goodwill and I'm going to spend $100 and get 100 T-shirts. Great, and then it goes on the pile of the other 100 T-shirts you bought a couple of weeks ago. We're not talking about that. There's been situations where you have found pretty valuable items worth thousands of dollars in our listeners' homes.
Correct. Yeah, And I think probably the biggest eye-opener to me was when I walked through a property one time with somebody who handles the estate sales, and he said, you know, that watch box over there is worth $200. And I was like, a stupid watch box? I mean, you know, it's something that you'd throw away. I'd throw it away, right? And he's like, no, there's three of them over there, each worth $200. I'm like, what
the
heck?
I mean, the
watch came in. And so that's where, with the estate sale business, we say do not throw anything out until we walk in the door, because you don't realize what's valuable and not. It, you know, one man's trash is another man's treasure. And, you know, so many vintage things, so many things that you and I would think, that's trash, I'm going to throw it up. Old newspapers, cleaning products, you know, again, cleaning products, you know, something we go, well, we're going to just toss it. Those are things that can be sold at an estate sale.
And you had a basement. I still tell the story. Mm-hmm. First time that me, you, Mike, and Elise went out for dinner.
Yeah.
You told the story the first time I met you on a social basis about the basement with the dolls.
Yes.
It still freaks me out. I
remember the story, and it still scares me.
Go ahead. Tell that. It's a crazy story.
Right. Yeah. This woman, she didn't have any children, and she collected dolls. And I mean,
they were her children.
It's amazing how many dolls she had collected over the years.
Yeah.
And, you know, I mean, they were upstairs and then they were just stacked in boxes downstairs. And she literally got tens of thousands of dollars out of the sale of that. And we were literally selling them to people across the country. So we would, you know, we were advertising these dolls, and people across the country would call and say, hey, we'd like these dolls. And we were shipping them across the country to people.
Were you scared?
No. Like, I mean, I don't deal with this. So understand that first and foremost. This isn't a business.
You? Like if you walk in a room.
In general.
Lined up with dolls.
No. No, no.
I don't like it.
Well, just get to it. What does scare you so Joe could have it lined up when you come to his house?
Oh, yeah.
And instead of looking at the brick, you're going to be looking at the dolls.
It's not
and freaking
brick, it's exposed aggregate.
It looks nice.
I don't know. I don't know
does
what
anything
scares
scare you?
Me. I don't know. I had a bat on my driveway this week.
Did it scare you?
No.
I don't think anything's
a Louisville slugger or one that flies.
No, yeah, one that flies. Oh, okay. Laying on our driveway.
I was going to say, what? How come a softball bat would scare you?
Usually, you don't see them unless they're sick or injured.
Exactly. It was the middle of the day.
Well, that way,
and that's why
it didn't
scare
you.
What the heck? Dead. Why is this bat laying here? We left him alone. 2 hours later, he was gone.
Oh, boy. Yeah.
Coyote ate him.
Somebody ate him. 312-981-7200. Good morning, David and crew. This week, we had Carolyn and George from Executive Green come out to do our carpet, and it was a wonderful and thorough job. What a great experience. Can't say enough about the customer service as well. Hope my neighbor makes an appointment, too. Have a great Saturday. Thank you, 847. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago. MegaPro's call, text, and photo line are open for business. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. We're going to pay some bills. Be right back. 312-981-7200. Amy, I just got an email here that I get all the time that I want to read, and it's life. Okay, but first I want to do this for Sarah. 708, I had someone put a layer of cement 2 times on my mother's stairs trying to make it look nice, and one solid color, and each time it leaves running streaks down the stairs. What can be done to make the stairs look just one solid color with no streaks? What is he doing wrong? I guess the contractor. What is he doing wrong? It was very hot out also when he did it both times. Thank you. And there's a picture of what the texture put in. So it's not a color picture, I'm sorry, but it's a black and white picture. So they're doing some type of finishing. Is there a way to do it where it doesn't run? And
well,
what's running?
A couple factors here when doing some kind of overlay. Those products are really not meant to withstand very intense heat, humidity, and also the winter. I notice when people do these overlays, we don't offer them typically for customers because they only have a lifespan of a year or two.
What is an overlay?
What's the
skim coat?
Yeah, a skim coat. Thank you, Amy. Yeah, a skim coating, essentially. So we use McCann C1. That's the product we use.
McCann C1.
Yeah, right.
Amy, McCann C1.
Is that an epoxy coating?
No, it's not an epoxy coating.
What is it?
I'd have to ask my dad, technically, what
it
is.
But we don't want to talk to him.
I know. But another solution for this customer would be to grind off whatever that gentleman did, and instead of applying paint, apply epoxy.
Okay.
As a solution.
Something you could follow up.
Yes, for sure. You wouldn't
apply a whole skim coat, correct?
No.
Right.
And I do want to talk to that because they always crumble.
Yes.
They look horrible.
Immediately, right. Too.
So skim coating is really a bad option in my book.
And when people buy houses and they're like, oh, my stairs look great last year when I bought the house. Mm-hmm. I'm like, yeah, they skim coated it just to sell it. So now you need a new set of steps.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right. So here's life. 1214 got this email. Dear David, for years I've heard your commercials on the radio. I've heard you many stories with the good work what you have done for families. I am writing today because my husband and I are embarking on a divorce journey. Mm. Mm. They have a young daughter. I apologize for my sob story. I'm not going to read their story, but I'm sure you get many of these type of emails a day. What I'm wondering is, Amy, you get this all the time. Do you ever consult with people around their finances to figure out things like this? Sadly, I am not financially all that knowledgeable, so I am going to need to find someone who can guide me down a path to put my finances in any sort of shape to keep this house, for God forbid, purchase another one. How many of those calls a week or emails like that? This came in at 12:14 while I'm on the radio.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, a couple going through a divorce. What do we say? Death's 100% certainty. Divorce is a 50% certainty.
Yep.
Not at my house. I proved it.
not at Joe's house. Joe's 200% solid, especially after that performance today on the radio at noon. So right as we're going to break with your solid relationship, this lady is sending me, I'm embarking on a divorce.
Yep.
This is a very, very, very scary time of our listeners' lives. They are in a relationship they never thought would end. Then they add a child, one child, two child, maybe four or five children. You know, who knows? Then you got a house. Then you've got income. One's working, one's not working. You know, this lady's working, said part of her story, of working part-time, husband's full-time. You got a lot of variables going on there, right? It's easy for us because me, it's a transaction, right? I could break down the different variables, flow chart it very easily for this lady who I'm going to call on the way home, and I'll talk her through this. But what you don't have, Amy, is the emotional sidecar that goes along with this. So you could be talking with this lady that I'm going to be calling, and she's probably hearing 40 to 50% because it's so fresh, and the wound is so fresh. You're going to have to repeat it over and over and over again until. And it could be, it's not just a lady, it could be a guy. You know, it's just in this situation, it's the wife that, that's calling me. How many of these situations, and how do you deal with these type of situations?
Well, you know, it's funny, this even comes up because it is, it's something that in the last 30 days we have started to focus in on because we're seeing more of it.
Sure.
As you and I have talked, you know, the financial stress causes, you know, finances are the number one reason people get divorced. And we know people are going further into debt.
Yes.
So we know what's coming.
Yes.
And so speaking with a friend of mine, we did a search. And in Chicago, every month there are 11,000 people who are searching divorce.
Really?
Yeah. And he said, there is no way, Amy. And then he went and looked at costs and he goes, there is no way. He said, this is not normal. And he went and searched around the country and he goes, you guys are truly an anomaly. We have so much divorce here. And it has to do with the number of people. But that is such a tough situation.
Right?
And we go and do that consulting.
Yeah.
You know, the consulting on, listen, here's what your value is, you know, because they don't necessarily want to sell.
Right.
We want to try and keep, they usually want to try and keep as many things stable as possible because the relationship is ending for the kids. And so the house is one of those things that we go into, you know, how can you stay in your home? And then, you know, having those conversations between the two, because generally somebody's going to have to be able to refi it.
Sure.
And be able to afford it on their own.
And the challenges that you have is Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and FHA with their lending rules, Joe and Sarah, may you never have to know about this, but in order to count child support with Fannie Mae and a Freddie Mac loan, you have to have been receiving the child support for 6 months. And a lot, I'm getting divorced. I've got a divorce decree. Great. What does the divorce decree say? Pick a number, $2,000 a month. Okay, great. Mm-hmm. You're getting $2,000 a month. You want to buy a house today. Your divorce isn't even final yet. No lender in this country will count, if you want a Fannie Freddie loan, count that a conventional loan, will count the $2,000 as income. Now, we could start the loan in 4 months. And so when you get the 6 month, we could close upon receipt of the 6 months. We don't have to wait till the 6 months. We could start it. But That's a major, major roadblock because the agencies want to make sure that the whatever spouse, you know, both sides sometimes give money. I've seen husbands give money. I've seen wives give money to husband, have been making the payments and it has been received on time and in full before you can count it. FHA, need to have it for 3 months. So what do we do? What do we see? What's happening in the real world? We have the parents of the one that is having trouble with the child support or spousal support co-sign or buy the house outright for them and then refinance when rates come down, and they will come down in the future. You have a question?
Yeah. So a thing I've been reading online, it's a bit, little bit of like a buzzword, but
it must be true then.
Yeah. If I saw it on Facebook, it's true.
It must be true.
But the millennial divorce. So I have a lot of friends that are unmarried looking to buy homes together, and there's a trend going on, the millennial divorce. Instead of, you know, you're unmarried, you buy a home together, then you break up. I mean, where do people go from that if they're unmarried?
It is the conscious uncoupling of America.
Yeah.
And that is a term. Actually, it came from Gwyneth Paltrow, but we are seeing more and more of this because people are in these relationships and now they don't have to be married to consciously uncouple. And we have seen so many people who have purchased homes that aren't married together. Mm-hmm. Now they are consciously uncoupling, and now this all has to be dealt with.
With a piece of real estate attached to your uncoupling.
Yes.
So let's talk about that after this break. 312, no. That's the way this society works, all right? And this is important to talk about because it's happening, and it might not be happening to our demographic, looking at Joe and Amy and I.
Right.
But it's happening to your demographic because you're a lot younger and you do a lot of things different. Oh, yeah, look around. Yes. And you do a lot of things different in your demographic that Amy, Joe, and I in our demographic didn't do.
Mm-hmm.
And making huge purchases without any legal attachment is one of them, which is the dumbest thing that you could possibly do. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. 981-7200. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago on 720. That's a MegaPros call, text, and photo line sponsored by MegaPros. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago on 720 WGM. Tell people if you're buying a home and you only put it in your name, when you get a divorce, you still get split. My son just found
that out. That's right.
Wow.
Yep.
So let's go back to this. We have 5 minutes before the end of the show. Our whole point is this, okay? If you're not married, mm-hmm. I can't tell you how many loans they've done for boyfriend, girlfriend, fiance. You know, boyfriend's got a fiance. Fiance's got a whatever. Everything's smooth. Everything's rolling along. Oh, we're getting married next March. Okay, buy a home. Guess what? February they break up. Now you got a piece of property in the mix, and you got two sides not talking to each other. So my recommendation has always been, and will continue to be, if you don't have a ring on your finger or an agreement, some type of legal agreement with the other side, if you're going to buy the home in your name only, and it's your home, and then work out something later. Now,
it would be like if you and I bought a home together. So if you and I said, hey,
are you
we're going to invest in a building. I'm just painting a picture that you might think about later.
Okay, all right? Thank you.
But I'm saying if we were going to buy a building together.
Yes.
It has to be in writing. It has to be
legal,
a formal
transaction.
Agreement.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Okay, it can't be just because we're in love. And
which we are, which is not weird, but we are.
I know, but you and I are understated. I'm saying even for you, Sarah, is that, and what David just said, is even if you're cohabitating and you think it's all good and you own it, he's still going to get a piece of it.
Yeah, right? I'll tell you what, 630, okay, in your own little perfect world there with nothing ever goes wrong, okay, here's the deal. You stick with what you want, and you go buy homes with whoever you want, and then you break up with them and have a disagreement with them, and then spend tens of thousands of dollars in legal fees trying to split that up.
But we're only telling you the truth. It's not our opinion.
Right. You can do whatever the hell you want. Right. You can do whatever. Amy hit it on the head. The uncoupling of the...
The conscious uncoupling.
Right. That's what's happening. Mm-hmm. You and your boyfriend... You know, had a baby, great. That's your decision. Other people think that. I don't really care. That's the way you want it to go. Congratulations, Mazel Tov. Your baby's beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
The home's in your name.
Yes. It is my home.
Yeah. You're not married.
Mm-hmm.
The home's in your name.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So if you want to have a baby with somebody, God bless you. And you want to buy a house with that guy or gal, God bless you.
Right.
If you don't have a legal agreement going into it, how you're going to get out of it if this relationship breaks up, you've got a major problem and a mess on your hands when you go to sell it. And if you don't want to have any type of, if you want to keep your legal costs down, we're just giving you advice right now how to do it properly.
A formal partnership contract anytime you're doing business. That's it.
Yeah. And you don't want to think about it like that. And yet, you know, I mean, you'll pay for it. You have the potential to pay for it down the road. So just, you know, it's your option.
It's your option. We're just trying.
It's like whether you get a will or a trust, right? It's your option. If you choose just to end it will, that's fine. But then, you know, if you get a trust, you may be able to save yourself from probate. You may just choose to do a will. That's okay, right? So you can make your choices. We've given you the information.
I tell all my girlfriends my age, 25, 30, buy your own house. If you want to live with this man, buy your own house.
Damn
invest in yourself. I mean, we're coming to a point in modern society where sometimes the woman's going to be the breadwinner, and that's okay. So buy your own house, enjoy it, rent to your boyfriend.
Just like you said, Amy, a good friend of mine, mother passed away over a year ago. Didn't have any type of laid out instructions. Just got out of probate 1 year later.
Yeah,
1 year. So 630, stay in your lane. You can do whatever you want, right? If you want, if you want to spend thousands of dollars on legal, then don't listen to us and go your own way. I'm telling you, Schluter's in here all the time. Death is 100% certainty.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And the best time to plan for the disposition of your property and goods is while you're still alive, not while you're dead. Because you'll have to wait in line at the probate court in order for it to work its way through. It took over a year.
And it costs thousands of dollars.
Thousands of dollars.
Right, right.
So the family doesn't get. I did not know at the time that if something happened to me, I thought Judy would automatically get all my stuff. Not happening. Right?
And you,
meaning if I had nothing. Now we have it all.
Right.
But if I had nothing, she still winds up in probate court. Husband and wife.
Right. This is why we are here, to educate our listeners. You can take the information and do whatever you want with it. This individual, good friend of mine, wanted to buy the house from the estate, but they couldn't. Last year when rates were in the twos and threes, Now he's in the fives. So, yeah. You know, we kind of know what we're talking about because we do it every day. Sarah, say goodbye and give our listeners a nugget of knowledge on the way out the door.
Sure. I just wanted to give a shout out to a customer and an avid listener of our show, Emily from Des Plaines. We did her patio last year. I came back to see her on Friday. She has a crack. We're going to work with her on that. But I just wanted to give her a special shout out because I know she's listening. But other than that, you could reach Robert R. Andreas and Sons at AndreasConstruction.com or give us a call for a free estimate, 708-863-5735. And that's it.
All right, maybe she bought the lottery ticket and won't need your help anymore. Amy, if our listeners want to reach out to you and your team, how do they do that?
847-877-9881 or AmyWillSellYourHome.com.
MegaPros Joe, MegaPros Home Improvement.
Dave, I'm in.
MegaPros.com.
So nice. Yes?
I'm going to go home and
take a nap.
No, I think all the people are coming to my house. Going
he's got a party.
Yeah,
I think we got a parade party, a post-parade party.
And we're going to miss him next week, too, because,
Joe's got grandparents.
But we're going to party without you next
week.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
And the dress code is MegaPros Casual, which is comfortable, casual, and cool.
Nice. I like it.
I am David Hochberg. I've got 10 seconds left or else Brendan's going to lose his mind. If you want to reach me during the week, give me a call, 855-56-DAVID, or go to our website, 56david.com. Thanks for listening. Listen, everybody, we'll be back next Saturday.
The preceding episode of Home Sweet Home Chicago was sponsored by David Hochberg and MegaPros Home Improvement and Restoration, PermaSeal, Robert R. Andreas and Sons, and Realtor Amy Kite. For additional sponsors of the Home Sweet Home program, please visit WGNRadio.com/Home Sweet Home Chicago.